Welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast, the 2.0 edition. I'm your host, Rebecca, for your go-to self-development podcast. On this podcast, you can expect to take away tangible tips, motivation, and positive energy on the journey to expanding into your best self. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of self-development and holistic wellness to nourish your mind and create positive change from within. My mission is to help you feel like your most authentic, confident, and best radiant self from within. Thank you for being here, and let's go on this journey from surviving to thriving together. If there's one simple thing I could recommend to every woman listening that's completely changed my gut health, it is taking a high-quality probiotic. I've been taking Happy V's prebiotic and probiotic consistently, and I've noticed a huge difference, truly less bloating, better digestion, and even eliminated that uncomfortable itchiness or irritation down there. What I love most is that Happy V isn't just about gut health. It's specifically designed with targeted strains that support vaginal health and pH balance, which is something that so many of us overlook, but it's so important. They're also the most transparent probiotic I've ever seen. They list the exact dosage of every single strain. No blends, no mystery, just results. Plus, they're female-founded and every product they release is really made with women's health in mind. If you've been dealing with odor, itch, bloating, or just want to feel better in your body, then this is your sign. Try them for yourself with my code HAPPYREBECCA15 at checkout. Visit happyv.com to shop. That's happyv.com. The link is also in the show notes. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you tune in for today's episode because today we are going to be chatting about one of my favorite topics, which is how to get comfortable in the uncomfortable. How to get outside the comfort zone. Yes, aka growth. Growth, baby. We're going to talk all about that today because if there's one thing that I am really proud of myself for in my 20s is that the fact that I've taken a lot of risks, the fact that I have not shied away from the discomfort and from going outside my comfort zone. And if anything, I've actually gone towards it. So I want to help you realize your own potential and how you can start to see, you know, the uncomfortability is actually a good thing instead of living in the fear and the uncertainty of it. But before we do, this is going to be a quick little mini episode, more of a big sis chat and advice. And I apologize for the late posting schedule. We have been a little bit behind on episodes, but we have a lot of good things coming up for you. All right, so let's get into it. Once you realize that the brain is wired for safety and not growth, you will start to see everything differently. Yes, this is what truly changed the game for me when I started going down my self-growth and self-development journey was the fact that I realized that my brain doesn't want me to be happy. My brain wants me to be comfortable. My brain wants me to stay where I am because it's safe, not because it's going to make me happy. It's like the primal brain, right? It goes back to when we were, you know, back in primal days of, you know, human history where we weren't wired for happiness. We were wired for survival. So that if we had a, you know, a piece of land and we knew that it was safe from animals and predators and everything, like that was safe. So we could just stay there. But now as modern humans, we have to adjust. We have to recognize where our brains are still that, like, you know, monkey brain, the primal brain. We've evolved, so we need to evolve with it. And the reason why I'm saying this is because once you really understand this fact, this very important fact, you're not going to allow yourself to stay stuck with where you are, and you're not going to allow that to mean that that means you're not supposed to go there. You're going to actually see it as a way to fuel your growth because you understand that our brains are going to try to do everything to keep us back, right? The second we do something new, if we start posting on social media, if we want to try something different, like our brains will try to do everything to literally hold us back from doing it. It'll literally be like, nope, don't do it. You're going to fail. Everyone's going to hate you. You're going to be miserable. Like, it'll come up with any reason in the book to just try and get you to not do it. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It just means that our brains are wired for survival and not for happiness and not for growth. So when you hear those thoughts come up, you're going to say, okay, I know what it is. It's you, monkey brain. It's not reality. It's just trying to do everything in its power to hold me back. So that's what I really started working on when I was in my early 20s, because I was 22, fresh out of college. And this was when I was going down my self-development journey and my content journey. And I started posting online, and I knew that I was meant to do something different. I knew that I was not going to be able to work my corporate job for a long time, that I knew I wanted to leave my hometown. I wanted to move out of my parents' house. And I knew that, like, I'm just somebody who's always been very growth oriented, and I knew that I needed to do it. But at 22 years old, I was scared shitless. Like, everything was a shock. Like, this is the first time in your adult life after college you're making, you know, real decisions for yourself. And I knew that it was very hard for me to actually take the action steps to get outside my comfort zone, to move cities, to quit my job, to do all of that stuff. So I started working on my mindset with this, which is why I'm creating this podcast episode today for you, so you can start to work on your mindset with this, so that you don't waste, you know, years of your life not doing the things you want to do just because it's uncomfortable, just because you're outside the comfort zone. So that's why this is how I'm going to help you retrain your mindset. And this is exactly what I did. I mean, I moved to LA when I was 23. I quit my job after 10 months of working there. I started meeting new people. I moved in with a girl that I hung out with a few times. Like, this was not the normal, safe thing to do. But actually, some of the best things in my life came from the decisions that felt the worst when I was doing them. Like, it felt really horrible to quit my job. It felt really scary to move in with a girl that I met 3 times before. But those ended up being the best decisions that I made. And just because it feels uncomfortable or scary does not mean that it's the wrong decision. If anything, it actually might be the right decision. So just let that sink in for a sec. Because the comfort zone is a beautiful place, but truly nothing grows there. Nothing. And if you want an extraordinary life, you have to do things that feel scary and outside the comfort zone to get you there. You can have appreciation for the comfort zone and like and appreciate how you feel there and what's there for you, and still know that it's not where you're meant to be. Like, if I stayed and living in my hometown, doing what everyone else is doing, I would not be here right now. I would not be living out my dreams. So you just have to remind yourself that no matter how uncomfortable or scary it feels, that means that there's more for you outside this comfort zone. So we're going to get into some tips. This was a long-winded intro, but I just want you to feel the magnitude. Which, by the way, this is something that I'm still going through. It doesn't ever go away. Like, I launched an academy recently, and that was scary. That was outside my comfort zone. Hosting events or retreats, that felt very outside my comfort zone. Anything that I'm doing that's new always is going to have that element of, like, that doesn't feel good. That feels scary. What if the worst thing possible happens? What if nothing works out well? Like, you know, that those thoughts come in, and it still happens. This is an ever-evolving journey that's never going to just go away. But when you have the tools to be better equipped with it, then you're not going to be, you know, stuck in this survival mode anymore. So let's get into a few tips for you, how to feel comfortable outside the comfort zone. Tip number one, you have to realize that your brain is going to play tricks on you. Whenever you do something different, your brain is going to play tricks on you to try to hold you back. Not because it's not what you're meant to do, but because our brains are wired for survival and not for happiness. Our brains would rather us stay comfortable than us be happy. So, like I said earlier, you have to remind yourself that just because these thoughts are coming up, It doesn't mean that I'm not meant to go there. It just means that my brain is trying to do everything in its power to keep me safe. That's it. Tip number two, spend more time alone and quieting within yourself to listen to the deep down, like intuitive nudges and hits. And the reason why I say that is because your soul came to earth to grow, right? To expand, to experience, to get outside the comfort zone. And the more that you can quiet the noise of the ego and the fear and the brain and, you know, the survival brain and everything, the more you'll be able to hear your intuition and your intuitive hits that are trying to show you what's outside the comfort zone and how to go there. And that's usually the voice that you should be listening to, right? It's not coming from the fear brain. It's coming from the intuition. And you can only really hear that when you're spending enough time alone and with yourself and quieting the noise to really hear it. Tip number three, see the unknown as something to just freaking get excited about. Like, how exciting and fun is it that you get to experience something completely new and you have no idea how it's going to end up, but you just know it's going to be something good because you've been listening to my podcast and you've retrained your brain into thinking that everything is always working out better than I could have ever even imagined. But don't be scared of what's on the other side of it. Actually, the contrary. Learn to get excited. And the more you get excited for what's coming and the unknown of it, and you see it as such an exciting possibility, like how boring would life be if everything was always predictable and we knew exactly what was going to happen? So think about it. I truly believe, especially like in my 20s, it's been a wild ride and there's been so many ups and downs and so much uncertainty and fear, but there's also been a lot of excitement of like, okay, one day in my life, things will probably look a lot more settled and calmed down and things will be more predictable. But for now, let me enjoy the fact that it's not. So get excited about what's outside the comfort zone and what's waiting for you. Tip number four, this one's huge. Look for expanders in your life. Expanders will help show you what's possible and how much more outside the comfort zone you're actually able to go than you maybe even think you once could. An expander is essentially somebody or something, some situation that is where you're trying to go or who has pushed the boundaries, who has gone outside their comfort zone and who has done the journey that you want to go down and they've gotten to the other side of it so that you can physically see, oh, okay, they did it. I can too. They're expanding my mind view as to what I even think is possible for myself. That's what I need you to do. And I know a lot of people can look at me and think I'm an expander for them when it comes to entrepreneurship and being a content creator because I've gotten past all the journey and the part that, you know, the difficult part that a lot of people don't think it's possible for themselves. But if there's one thing I can tell you is that if it's possible for me, it means it's possible for you. If somebody else can do it, that means you can too. It doesn't mean that it's only for them and not for you. It's actually because you can do it as well. So really remind yourself that you can find expanders, even if they aren't like physically in your life, you know, whether that's through podcasts or YouTubes or people you look up to or just anyone that has pushed the boundary as to what you think is possible, then you can as well. And that'll help expand your brain into even thinking that it's possible. And therefore, you won't feel so scared to get outside the comfort zone. Okay, next tip. I want you to remind yourself of all the times in the past where you went outside your comfort zone and it worked out. This one really helped me because it helped remind me that, okay, there have been other times where I felt uncertainty or I was really scared to get outside the comfort zone. And if I look back, I'm like, oh yeah, that actually did end up working out. And it wasn't as scary on the other side that I thought it was going to be. So remind yourself of that just because it looks like this right now, it doesn't mean it's always going to look like that. And if you've gotten through similar things in the past, that means you're going to do it again. You just have to remind yourself that that's literally just a part of life and it's all very cyclical. Okay, last two tips. Take small steps that get you outside your comfort zone if you're having a hard time taking like that big leap. If there's something that you like really want to get outside your comfort zone, whether it's like quitting your job. For me, that was like a huge leap to fully quit my job, and it felt impossible at the time. But I did little things every day to kind of push myself outside my comfort zone to get myself more comfortable there. Right? So whether that's posting online or reaching out to this person or trying this new type of thing or, you know, anything that felt uncomfortable, I started getting more comfortable in that zone. You can even think about that like with working out, right? Like if you are pushing yourself in the gym physically, that also kind of means that you can push yourself mentally. You can push yourself in other ways. I like to think that way in the gym. Like I'm like, okay, if I can get to the gym and really push myself, that's good. That energy is going to stick with me. That's going to stay with me. And I'm going to want to push myself in all areas of my life, not just physically at the gym. So take small steps, whatever that looks like for you. Don't get fixated on the amount of fear that comes with making like the huge jump outside the comfort zone, where you can just start making small baby steps to get more comfortable outside there. And my last tip for you, I feel like I'm a broken freaking record with this. I talk about it all the time, but visualize. Use visualization. It's quite literally the easiest, simplest hack to get your brain on board for where you're trying to go before it happens. Create mental movies, mental images, showing your brain that it's literally safe to go there. And not just safe, but it's an amazing thing. It's a good thing. Whenever I'm trying to get something new or do something different or manifest something, I'm always the first thing, the first plan of attack is visualizing it in my head first. Because if I can first see it and think that it's possible, then it won't feel so overwhelming for me to actually do it and for me to actually get there. So use the power of your mind, the power of your brain and visualization to get your mind and body on board for where you're going so you believe it's possible and your brain won't create so much resistance for you to get there. So that is going to conclude today's Pod Wednesday. Posted a little bit late though, actually. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story. Let me know you listened and I will catch you in the next Pod Wednesday. Sending all my love. Mwah.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.